Well, good morning, Brock Hunter.
Nobody sees a wizard. Nobody.
The wizard. Why'd you think of that? You were watching.
I don't know. I have no idea. The guy with that long mustache popping his head out of that hole.
I like that mustache. I've always wanted to curl my mustache like that, right? He's got the curls, doesn't he? Or is that in his hair? Are the curls
in
his hair?
It's in his hair. It's in his hair. He just has the long, droopy wizard
stash. That's what it is. Yeah, and then he's got the curls in his hair. Yeah. Weird. What a weird movie. God, it's such a weird movie, man.
He goes inside, and then he got, like, purple horses and weird. Dude, somebody was on something. I'm just saying.
Well, that's back when they still had LSD in their Coca-Cola, I think. That's what it was. Yeah. I got a great idea for a movie, guys. It'd be flying monkeys and witches and little people.
Nobody sees a wizard.
That movie, you know, the dog made more than the little people actors in that?
You know, it's sad. God. It's a good sad God. Thing. The dog doesn't even know what he's doing. He's just there having a good time.
Another thing, too, about that movie, the original actor who was supposed to play the Tin Man got, like, violently ill from the lead paint that they used.
Yeah. Like, almost die? Like, he was on his deathbed, I believe.
Yeah. Like, was OSHA not a thing back then? Like, I know, it's fine. Use the lead paint. Use the lead paint on his skin. It'll be okay. It'll be okay.
There's a bunch of stuff with that movie that's interesting.
Yeah. Did the one guy actually hang himself? Did the one monkey hang himself? Or is that a lie?
So what it is, it's not. It's not somebody hanging himself. I think what it is, it's a huge, like, vulture that they were used for, like, you know, like, background prop or whatnot. And what it does, it just opens its big-ass wing.
Oh,
and that's what you see.
That's what you see. So it's not an actual. There's so much around that. So much around that.
But, yeah, you know what? The true story is, though, is one of the. It was either the scarecrow. One guy went out for the scarecrow or was trying to be the scarecrow and didn't make it. And then he ended up killing himself, blah, blah, blah. Or it was one of the munchkins that didn't get the part or blah, blah, blah.
Well, you know, too, and the lady who played the Wicked Witch, she got a bunch of burns on her body from some pyrotechnics
that one,
on that movie.
That
yeah.
one scene where yep. she's on top of the house or whatever.
Oh, but it's one of the cinematic classics. It's so nice. I'm glad that it's a children's movie. You got monkeys and people hanging themselves and burning witches.
Weird flying monkeys, dude. Oh, that's another weird thing.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Enough of that. We just wasted way too much time talking about The Wizard of Oz, I guess.
There you go.
Anyway, we got to get to it. It's time for your 8 a.m. WTF of the day. That could have been it.
This is W the Day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF of the day brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Love them over there, man. You need to take your grow to the next level. Either you've been growing since the 60s or you're new to it. Doesn't matter. And it's not just for cannabis products, too, by the way. If you want to grow big shock absorber-sized tomatoes, they can help you out with that, too. But they got it all. Go see them. Smith Indoor Garden. Smith Indoor Garden.
Check out Katie, man.
Check out my tomato. Katie, look at my tomatoes. All right, that's good. Well, cops in Winter Haven, Florida, were trying to arrest 27-year-old Matthew Correa on Saturday after he stole a pickup truck. He and a female accomplice also tried to rob a tire store at gunpoint, which, out of all the places to rob, you go for a tire store?
I, you know what? Have you ever been to Winter Haven?
Maybe that's where all the money is in the tire
stores.
I've
been to Winter Haven, and there's a lot of tire stores, and you know what? Tires are not cheap anymore, man.
Well, apparently they picked the only one that doesn't sell tires and make cash. Anyway, cops eventually found the truck after it broke down, and then they found Matthew later driving an SUV that he stole. Yeah. He tried to hit a cop with the SUV. Now, up to this point, the stories are pretty crazy, but this is where it gets real interesting. Eventually,
they're probably leaving out. He's driving a monster truck, by the way. Everybody in Winter Haven has massive tires. The trucks are lifted to the max. Everything's huge.
Woo!
In Winter Haven.
Woo!
Yeah.
So they got the SUV cornered. And this is when Matthew's like, I'm making my stand right here. He stands up through the sunroof with a rifle in one hand and a Busch Light bottle in the other.
That's how you get shot.
Yeah, and he did.
But again, you're in Winter Haven, so the cops go through this every weekend.
Yeah,
so
they're
not
used to it. You know, they got a little bit more steel nerves in there. Well, Matthew decided to assert his dominance by smashing the beer bottle on his head. This is where things get really sticky because one of the cops didn't see the beer bottle, thought the smashing the beer bottle was the rifle shot, so they shot at Matthew. Understandably, hit Matthew in the neck, and now he's in the hospital.
Neck.
In the neck. So obviously he's in the hospital. He's expected to make a full recovery, but then he's going right to jail because you can't be stealing vehicles, robbing tire stores, smashing beer bottles, and threatening cops. You can't do that. I know it's Winter Haven, but come on.
Yeah, I do. It is expected in Winter Haven, honestly, dude. There's some crazy things that happen there. But, dude, if you're sticking a gun out of the sunroof, holding a beer, dude, you're lucky you just didn't get unloaded.
Yeah.
You
know? You're lucky you only got one shell to the neck. Dude. Yeah. What is it with Florida? No, I can't because I'm not in the middle of the Florida. This is not something I think about doing on a typical Saturday afternoon. You know what I mean?
So half my family lives in Auburndale, which is right in Winter Haven, next to it, Lakeland, Florida, basically right dead center floor. So when you go to Florida, a lot of people go around the edges of Florida.
Yeah, it's the nice beaches, the nice spots. You know? Yeah.
If you go a little more, you know, center Florida, it gets a little more swampy. The air gets a little thicker. The cars start to get bigger. The tires start to get larger. The beer starts flowing more.
Like Florida.
You start to hear a lot more, yee-haw!
I get it. Distance. I get people going there and being on the beaches and the sand and the smell of ocean air. I don't understand the middle of Florida. Nothing about it makes sense. The fact that they incorporate, they should just block. There should be a fence about 10 miles in that runs the length of Florida. Be like, don't go in here. There's no reason to. There's no reason to be in this area right here.
That's where all the fun happens, Brock.
Apparently. It's Xanadu.
Where all the ATV motorcycles are. You're always outside doing some around the campfire, causing havoc, dude.
We don't need to build a wall across the Mexican border. We need to build a wall in the middle of Florida, okay?
Just around Polk County, Lake Lakeland there, you know?
And then all the criminals and drug it. Hey, if you want to have a crazy time, Xanadu, middle of Florida, all right?
You know what?
Anyway.
And the women are just as crazy. I'll tell you that much.
Where'd you meet your wife? Middle of Florida. Oh, that's bad. That's bad. That's dangerous. She's going to burn your house down. Anyway, so.